Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Have you ever used the phrase, in a little while? I know I have. The wife asked me to clean the dishes, do the laundry, and my response is, in a little while. Perhaps it's, go wash the car. Oh, I'd love to, but in a little while. We all have probably used that term one time or another, and hopefully the actions quickly follow. But when pressure is put upon the situation, a little while can seem like an eternity. Perhaps this week the apartment's a little messy, and you need to get it clean. And a response of in a little while might in fact seem like an eternity to your significant other. The friends and families are coming in, and a little while just won't do. When we want something now, a little while can seem like an eternity. Something that has perhaps seemed like an eternity coming to some of you is tomorrow night. Call day for fourth years, placement for second years, and it's an exciting time. I remember back as I walked onto campus, going to Greek class with Dr. Gibbs, sitting there in misery. Nothing against you, Dr. Gibbs. Thinking this is gonna be a long journey. Someone might say, oh, in no time you'll be a pastor. And it felt like forever as the time seemed to go on and on and on. Then I got out of Greek. But those things finally get here. Tomorrow night, I hope, is a joyful day for many of you as you get that call. But call day will quickly come and go, and you will quickly move into that parish, away from this community that you have been a part of for 4 or 5 years, and quickly it might get hard. Quickly struggles might arise. Challenges that you thought were only the wildest of examples used in class will be now at your doorstep. Hurts and pains might accumulate. And a question might come across your mind, is God really here with me? Is he walking with me in this ministry? Has he abandoned me in this desolate Tri-Point parish? Has he allowed me to drown in the hustle and bustle of a megachurch? And in a little while, you might feel very, very alone. Once surrounded by those brothers who were on that journey with you, they now seem very far away. Amongst some of the greatest theologians of our church body, on a day in and day out basis, now no one to ask those deep theological questions to. We find ourselves feeling alone, facing the world, trying to care for God's people. In our text for this morning, Christ says to his disciples, in a little while you will no longer see me. And again, the disciples didn't understand what he was talking about. Christ was painting this picture for them, what it was going to be like when he was gone, as he would send them out into the world to proclaim the message that he had been giving them, that he had been living out. He would quickly find himself on a cross, dead. And his disciples would mourn, they would weep as the world rejoiced, thinking that this character, this Jesus, who had claimed to be the Messiah, he's gone. He's out of sight. He's out of mind. He must have been a fraud. And the disciples, who thought that this was the man who was going to usher in the kingdom of God could no longer see their Savior. Their hope had been taken away. But in this Easter season, we know that the story does not end there. We know that our Lord and Savior came out of the grave to be seen by the disciples again, and it was only a little while from the cross to Easter morning. And that sorrow, that mourning, those tears were quickly turned to joy, quickly turned to rejoicing as they stood in front of their Lord and Savior and saw his hands pierced, saw his side, saw his feet. They saw with their very own eyes the resurrected Lord and Savior. And out they went into the world to proclaim this message, not by their own strength, but by the leading of the Holy Spirit, empowered by him to go forward. And they went out in the joy, knowing that their Savior had defeated death, but awaiting his return again. And today, we still wait. We still wait for our Lord and Savior to return. And we will go out into a world that has claimed that they have the victory. We will go out into the world that says God is dead, and rejoice about it. We will go out into a world that values the words of Lady Gaga, Bill O'Reilly, and Aunt Susie over the word of God. And in this setting, one can feel very alone as they struggle to see their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have no doubt that challenges will be a part of everyone's ministry, just as they are a challenge for every Christian who walks in this world, who struggles at times to see their Lord and Savior in a real and meaningful way. But in these challenging times, we can cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." We can shout those words to the heavens. We can whisper them, and they will be heard because our God is not dead. He is risen. Christ does not stay away from his people. He returns to be seen and bring joy and hope. And in those times of struggle that we have, that cause us mourning, cause us weeping, we are reminded of that first Easter morning. The joy that those disciples had, the joy that they had when they saw their Lord and Savior, is our joy as well. And we go out to proclaim that message. Tomorrow, when you hear your name called, followed by the parish that you will have the opportunity to serve, know that you have the opportunity to bring this joy to real people, to hurting people, and not just the people of your parish, but also to the community at large, as we have the message of hope and joy in a world that is full of sorrow, of mourning, and weeping. We go out emboldened by the Holy Spirit. We go out in the confidence that our Lord and Savior did not stay away from his people, but came forth on that Easter morning. In a little while, brothers, you will have the opportunity to proclaim forgiveness to the struggling sinner, to proclaim hope to those who are mourning, to proclaim healing to the broken relationships. In a little while, our Lord will return, and we will have the joy, the greater of joy than we can even imagine, as we bow down before Him, as every knee bows before Him and confesses that He is the Lord. We proclaim that message. Proclaim that, brothers and sisters. Proclaim the joy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Cling to that when times are hard. Blessings to you all as you go out from this place in your ministry. May you go with the Holy Spirit. May you go with that joy and that peace that passes all understanding. Amen.